From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Your average tussle on the playground has been around since, well, since playgrounds themselves. But this summer, authorities in Arlington, Texas, and other areas across the country are dealing with a disturbing new trend, teen fight clubs. Young people, many of them barely teens, stage brutal fights for sport, money, and fame. Among those arrested was Michael G. Jackson, 18. He taped the fights, set them to rap music, and then sold them on his website. For more, we're joined now by Christy Gilfer. She's the spokeswoman for the Arlington Police Department. Ms. Gilfer, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
If I could, this is a phenomenon that, quite frankly, has been going on for some time, and now we're starting to see it spread across the country. More notoriety is being brought to it by virtue of, as we noted here with Mr. Jackson, these are now fights set to music in forms of entertainment being sold on the Internet. Talk to me about what Arlington did this summer when you saw a rash of these fights and these fight clubs going on.
Well, we did a number of things. We recognized very early on that this was not going to be something that the police alone could handle. We could make some arrests, but there was still going to be this market out there for these fights and the desire for this young people to participate in them. So we had a two-pronged approach, a zero-tolerance police crackdown on public fighting and also a multifaceted community involvement effort. And we found that that impact of involving the community was tremendous. It was both positive and successful, and we haven't really had the problem that we saw in early May.
And Ms. Gilford, we should note that this now has really stretched across social and economic barriers. This is happening in all kinds of neighborhoods.
Absolutely. When you look at these videos, which are very graphic and unsettling, you see a number of different kinds of youth represented. They're African-American. There are also Anglos, Hispanics. It crossed all racial, gender, and socioeconomic boundaries. There were girls fighting. There were boys fighting girls. These fights occurred in parking lots, in some instances at the schools before the school shut it down. One of them even occurred in a fast food restaurant. And there are a number of these that occurred in neighborhoods that were, you know, had nice brick homes, they were carefully manicured lawns, they had nice cars in the driveway. So this wasn't something that just targeted the bad kids or a certain group. It was spread all across the youth in Arlington.
And we should note, because these fights travel, quote unquote, it is problematic, unlike old days where there used to be a fight area that police or neighbors knew about and they would go there and police that area to make sure it wasn't going on. These are traveling fights, as you noted there. They happen all over the city, sporadic often.
Well, that's correct. And this is not a situation or a problem that's unique to Arlington at all. When we were experiencing this, we found that it was happening in several places across the country and even across the world. I think they were calling it happy slapping in Paris. And part of the contributing factor in Arlington, anyway, was the youth were using cell phones and other means of electronic communications to spread the word about where fights were going to be, what time, and when we got out there, if the police were called, if a neighbor called or if someone in the public called, they would immediately flee, and sometimes even the people that weren't willing participants would not stick around to make police reports. So it was very hard to get a handle on it.
All right, Christy Gilfer is spokeswoman for the Arlington, Texas Police Department. She joined us from member station KERA in Dallas. We thank you.
Thank you.